While many Christians in the Western world celebrated Christmas 2 weeks ago on December 25th, followers of the Russian Orthodox Church are celebrating today. From member station KDLG, Adam Kane has the story.
Russian Orthodox Christmas is traditionally celebrated by attending church many times during the week leading up to Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, members gather to celebrate, praying in English, Slavonic, and Yupik. Orthodox Christmas differs significantly from Western Christianity's version in that it doesn't end on Christmas Day. Following the service, church members sing songs together while spinning ceremonial stars. Everyone then follows the stars to the Father's house where they begin the Slavi. Slavi is the local terminology for something like caroling, where followers travel from house to house and village to village, singing songs and spinning the star. The stars are handmade wheels with 5 tinsel-covered spokes coming out of the center, where a picture of the Nativity is pasted. Father Larson says that the stars, which are generally made by one person in a village, are religious representations of how the stars and the sun in the sky light the world, in the same way that the Russian Orthodox believe that Christ brought light to the people.
In our church, they explain the sun of righteousness, the S-U-N, that how the sun lights the world. And this son, who is Christ, when he came to this world, that he's lighting the world that who were sitting in darkness.
Members of many of the village parishes often follow their stars to other nearby villages. In rural Alaska, following the star or Slavying is not easy or cheap. Slavying typically takes place in the afternoon and goes late into the night, which is often very dark and frigid in an Alaskan winter. Also, due to the fact that there are no roads connecting villages, which can be located hundreds of miles apart, entire groups must charter airplanes in order to visit family and friends in neighboring villages. All that effort does have its benefits, however. Although gifts are not traditionally given out, a feast typically awaits the traveling choirs. Feasts can range from store-bought foods to specially preserved and prepared local berries, wild salmon, and moose. Slavying continues for 6 days and is then celebrated on the final day with one last service at church and then a large bonfire at midnight, which signifies the beginning of the Russian Orthodox New Year. Russian Orthodox is the primary sect of Christianity found in many rural Alaskan villages, originally brought to the area by Russian monks in the late 1700s. The Russian Orthodox Church is part of the Eastern Orthodox Church, which is one of the 3 largest sects of Christianity in the world, with an estimated 300 million followers worldwide. Church traditions stem from Middle Eastern, Greek, Russian, and Slavic histories and cultures. It is generally believed that the Eastern Orthodox Church separated and developed in isolation from Christian churches found in Western Europe and the Americas sometime in the 11th or 12th centuries. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.